Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Welcome back to the final part of this week's Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Now, last week, a package arrived on my desk, a little envelope, and inside was a pack of essentially stickers that had a QR code on. I was instantly intrigued because you may remember a few weeks ago, I lost my laptop. Wasn't ideal, but look, these things happen. So I have become very paranoid and over aware of where all my belongings are and how to find them if and when I lose them. Enter foundit.ie. The man behind the products, Alan Sparks, is with me now. Alan, it's great to have you on the show. Just introduce everybody to this idea.
The concept just came. I have over 20 years experience working in a secondary school as a facilities manager. And I noticed that we always had a problem in lost property. It never seemed to go down at all. So I said, there must be an easier solution to come up with. So eventually I came up with an idea called Found It School Packs. And what happens is each child gets a school pack, which has a QR code in it. And they have an individual ID number, which is unique to that child. They go to our website. They put the ID number into our website and two emails, one for the child and one for the parents. And they submit. And once they do that, then their actual labels are activated. And when somebody finds something, they basically scan it with their camera on their phone, and that brings them to a report page, and they can send a message to the child and the parents within 3 seconds of what it is and where to collect it. And it has been very highly successful in the schools.
Yeah, it's such a simple but brilliant idea. And I set one up myself just to test them out. And within a matter of minutes, I had it ready to go. I did a test where I used a different phone to scan it. And then I got the notification to say your laptop is X, Y and Z. So it's fantastic. In terms of the development of it, how did you go about making this idea a reality?
Well, lucky enough that every camera now has a QR code scanner. So that's straightforward. So anybody can use it inside schools, outside schools. So what we do is basically set up a site that would direct you once you scan the QR code to send the message. And then that goes straight on to the two emails that have been submitted in the application.
What I liked as well is that if you are the person who finds something and you scan the QR code, it's all done in a very GDPR compliant way. How important was it to ensure that you nailed that side of things?
That was extremely important, especially with schools. It's number one on the agenda. So we made sure we're totally compliant.
And so you mentioned that this is for the school market, but I myself, not in school anymore, have found it very useful. Do you see this as something that you're going to keep targeted towards schools, or are you hoping to broaden the scope out?
Well, the pack that I sent you in is our new product, Jess. This is for adults, because not only children lose items, adults lose them as well. And some adults more than others. So we decided to do an adult pack, which is very similar to the school pack, except the school pack, the labels go on to the clothes as well. The pack for the adults, they go on everything from cameras, phones, laptops, iPads, you name it, and even passports. So what happens is the same idea as the schools, same idea. You have two emails that can go to. And already yesterday, my brother-in-law rang me last night to say he left his phone in Dunleary in the library. And he received an email on his laptop and he got it back within an hour.
Yeah, it's such, again, as I said, it's a simple but fantastic idea. So in terms of the business side of this now, have you had to hire a team around you? What way is the business side of things working?
I'm a one-man show at the moment, Jess. I'm doing everything.
Fantastic. And how is it going? How long have you been doing it and how is it going so far?
Well, the last couple of months, schools are coming to me, number one, because they've heard the idea and they love it. And I've taken on a number of schools. So the idea now will be to push it out there to all schools, plus anybody that has a problem with lost property, be it gyms, GAA clubs, football clubs, rugby clubs, all these clubs always have a problem. And it's always something that we feel, especially lost bottles. Bottles are a big thing in schools that after a couple of months, you have to throw them out. So there's an awful lot of plastics going from schools into landfills, lunch boxes. So we feel that we're doing a little bit for the environment every time somebody gets something back. But going forward, the essential package, which is for the adults, I feel that's going to be very important because it's only 10 euros for a pack and anybody can put them on their Visa cards, LEAP cards, you name it. And for 10 euros, you have that peace of mind that at least you have a chance of getting something back.
Well, as I said, I have them stuck everywhere now and I think they're absolutely fantastic. So we wish you the very best of luck. If people want to get their hands on them, where can they get them?
If you just go to our website, foundit.ie, and you can purchase them there.
Brilliant stuff. Look, it's been a pleasure to talk to you and best of luck with it. Thank you so much.
Jess, thanks very much for having me on. All the best. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was Alan Sparks of foundit.ie. I love products like this. They're so simple, but they're so brilliant. And again, you can get your hands on a packet on foundit.ie. I'm always on the lookout for brilliant Irish businesses to shout out. I know we're only in October, but I am looking ahead to Christmas. We will be doing our small business shout outs as well. So if you have a small business, email me techtalk@newstalk.com. Tell me what it is that you do. Tell me where in the country you're based. Give me a link to your website and I will give you a shout out. It doesn't have to be tech related. It can be absolutely anything at all. Over the last number of years, we have shouted out pottery businesses, wool businesses, everything in between. So it does not have to be technology. But if you want a shout out on national radio, you can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. And speaking of that email address, let's jump in and answer some of your questions. First up this week, we have an email here from Patrick who says, could you recommend a power bank for recharging phones and torches as we approach storm season with the risk of power cuts? Yes, this is something that I am always aware of, never more so since the storm earlier this year, wasn't it this year, where energy or power went down right across the country. We saw parts of this country, I'm thinking Mayo in particular, that lost its electricity for weeks on end. So getting a huge power bank is a brilliant idea. The one that we have at home, we actually have two at home because my boyfriend's a bit of a dork and he likes this stuff. But the one that we have at home that I would recommend, it's the Energizer 230 watt portable power. It's around 200 euro and it absolutely does the job. You can plug in different bits and pieces. It'll charge your phones. It'll charge your laptops. We run all kinds of stuff off it when we lose power or if we're off camping or on the boat on the Shannon or whatever it may be. So that is absolutely one to get your hands on and you're dead right to get ahead of it rather than waiting for the next storm. Just get it now and then you have it. Next, we have Cullum Scally who says, hi, Jess. I have an iPhone 14 and thinking of upgrading to the 17. What would be your advice and recommendation? Okay, the iPhone 17 is great. If you are an iPhone 14 user, as you say you are, you will notice a massive leap in terms of the performance, in terms of the camera, in terms of the battery. What I would say is I'm very conscious of holding on to our devices for as long as possible. So I would ask if your 14 has stopped working or are you upgrading just because you want to? There's nothing wrong with either one. What I would say is look at a trade-in option. Get some money off your 17 by trading in your 14. That'll give you a few hundred quid off, hopefully, and still get you access to the newer phone. In terms of the different models, it depends on what you want. The standard iPhone is great. The Pro, the bigger phones, the Pro versions, they tend to have, just by their nature, bigger, better cameras, bigger, better battery. But the fundamentals are still the same. I used to have a Pro Max, an iPhone, I think it was the 15 Pro Max, and I found it just too cumbersome in my hand. I struggled to use it a little bit, but maybe it's fine for you. If there's a local phone shop beside you, I would go in and put each of the phones into your hand, see what you like the feel of. It also comes down to what it is that you want the phone to do. But if you're getting an iPhone 17, you won't be disappointed with any of those models going from a 14. So I would go into a store, put it into your hands, see what you think, and go from there. But definitely look at a trade-in option and save yourself some money. Right, that is it from me this week. If you missed any of the show, you can listen back in full on the Go Loud app. I'll be back with Shane and Kira on Monday's News Talk Breakfast. But in the meantime, have a great weekend.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.